How the Lord began to publish this book. The Lord didn't mention publishing the book for many years, but recently he began talking about it every day after prayer time. At the end of July 2002, he told me to send all the manuscripts back to the writer so he can go over everything and put it in order to complete it for the publisher. I didn't know who was going to publish it. He didn't tell me. I am sure that it has to be a Spirit-filled publisher with many connections, because he has been saying that this book must be translated into many languages. He wants all the churches to read this book and prepare for his coming. He is ready for his people, but many of them are not ready for him, and he is not going to wait for them forever. He is coming for those who are ready and waiting for him. The Lord also told me to send out some parts of this manuscript to my partners, all the TV ministries, and whoever else I have a desire to give it to, so they can use it to share with others. I hesitated to do this, but I had to obey the Lord, so I sent out the manuscript to most of our partners and TV ministries that we support. I sent out over 100 copies of the manuscript. I also gave it to many people in our church and many others I have witnessed to. I have heard that it changes lives. Many have shared this experience with others. Some have even told me that they feel unworthy to receive such a revelation of heaven. From the TV ministries, I received unexpected responses from pastors who are very famous. God bless you for encouraging me when I needed it. I will never forget you. I kept wondering when the Lord would publish the book, but I couldn't do anything about it. The Lord didn't allow me to do anything about the book. About a month after I sent out the manuscripts, on a Saturday, the mail was brought in and I picked up one of the envelopes. Suddenly, my entire body was on fire. I opened the envelope and it was from Creation House Press, who was interested in publishing the book. The Lord said,
"I told you I would take care of it."
It was a very happy day for me. We sent out the manuscript, and after about a month, I called Creation House to see if everything was okay. After that, we didn't hear from them for 5 months. In the meantime, the Lord continued to tell me that Creation House Press is the one He chose for this book. The way He talked, I thought I would be hearing from them in a day, but I had to wait for 5 months. During this time, I went through many periods of testing and discouragement. Many unexpected and unhappy things happened to me also. Like He said, without patience, no one can receive a good gift. I wanted to call Creation House, but the Lord continued to tell me that before I am able to call, I will hear from them. During this time of waiting, the Lord told me that it wasn't Creation House taking the time. It is all in my hand, and I have good reason to delay them. The book is in His hand, and it has to be done by His will. At the end, the Lord told me,
"Daughter, you have passed an important test. I am proud that you never thanked me less. No matter how many times you were discouraged and kept everything to yourself instead of telling others."
It is true. No matter how bad it was, I never complained to others, even to my husband. Finally, on March 3, 2003, after morning prayers, I had power come over me and my voice was so loud I was almost breathless for a while. Such an unusual heavenly song came out so loud for so long that I was filled with unspeakable joy. After this, the Lord told me that the window of heaven opened for His promises of publishing the book. On the morning of March 6, 2003, the Lord told me that I would hear from Creation House that day. That afternoon, the secretary from Creation House called to tell me they were sending me a proposal for the book, and she emailed it that day. I was very excited. After 7 years of waiting and training, it wasn't easy at all. Even if I wanted to give up, there was no way out. The Lord said,
"You are the chosen one for this end-time work, and there's nothing you can do but obey me."
During those 7 years, I never left the state. We never knew what worldly enjoyment is. I couldn't go anywhere without the Lord's permission except church and shopping. We visit our son in Federal Way a couple times a year, as well as one of our friends. The Lord told me that after my miracle dancing ministry begins, my life will be the same as it is now. This requires so many hours of prayer, I will never have a social life until the last day. It doesn't really matter how we live here on this earth. The most important thing is how we can live an eternal life with our Lord Jesus. His word says we cannot have it both ways. I choose the eternal life, whatever it takes. I hope my 7 years of endurance will help every reader who doesn't live a holy life. The Lord said many souls will be saved through this book. Please get ready. Jesus is coming for us. I have learned that waiting is the hardest of all. My hope is that every Christian will be raptured and be able to enter the kingdom of God, instead of left behind or have to go into the valleys of heaven. The Lord told me so often that whoever is raptured will have to stand before the judgment seat before the wedding takes place. The worst thing that can happen to any Christian is not being raptured or not seeing Jesus' face. This is the reason the Lord showed me the two valleys for disobedient and sinful Christians. I used to think that whoever was saved and went to church would go to heaven and wear a beautiful wedding gown. I was wrong. The only ones who will see Jesus' face and wear the wedding gown are those whose hearts are pure as water. God is so holy that defiled things cannot enter His kingdom. That is why the Lord prepared the valleys for those who are not holy enough to enter His kingdom. I want you to be ready for our Lord's coming. My heart's desire is that no Christian brother or sister or their loved ones will be left behind. When the Lord showed me the rapture, so many Christians were left behind. He showed me this vision in two parts. In the first vision, people were going through the air like white birds. The second vision was of those left behind. The first was so exciting and joyful, but the second one, I cried the whole time. The noise on earth while this was happening was horrible. These visions ran more than 30 minutes. He showed me many details of both visions. I have never seen such horrified faces before. It was so bad. My heart ached for them after the vision ended. The Lord said that what I saw is nothing compared to what will happen at that time. Our Jesus loves all of us so much that He doesn't want anyone to be left behind or go into the valleys in heaven. He wants every believer to prepare for His coming. He continually tells me this will happen sooner than expected. Please believe and search your heart to see what kind of relationship you have with our Lord Jesus. Every believer who has a relationship with Jesus is the most important to Him. If your heart is not right with Him, do something about it before it is too late. I hope you share this message with others so they can prepare and wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus. And I pray that you will become a greater disciple for our Lord. I also pray that you will be blessed by Him while you are on this earth and see His face when you get to heaven.